for her first time this Friday.
It is January still. It is a new year still. It is, of course, Grace with the Buzz. Happy New Year to you,
Grace. Happy New Year. Many happy returns. It is the 9th of January. We are just about through the first week of January. So I just want to say to everyone out there and all 10 of my followers, I want to wish you all a happy New Year and well done. You have made it through the first week
there
of January. Only 84 more weeks to go. Stop now.
Are you a monthly pay or a weekly pay?
Monthly
pay. Oh, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
And eating dust by the last week of
literally
the month.
Oh, I'm eating drawings of food. Like, literally, like drawings of protein.
We could share our lunches.
Noodles.
Draw lunch, I'll draw dinner.
I've gotten very creative with dried noodles. I can tell you that, lads. It's weird.
Oh, I tell you.
Oh, it's hard going. But you know what? It was a great December. It was a great start of January. Let's just say that. But the rest of it now is just hibernation.
And we were talking New Year's resolutions over the last little while. Have you made any?
No, I'm not a resolutions fan. I'm all for a bit of self-improvement and things like that, but I get very overwhelmed towards the end of December, the start of January, because for me, it's, you're kind of looking at social media, you're seeing all this new year, new me, it's going to be my year kind of stuff. For me, I'm dealing with the, you know, that I'm cold, I'm bloated, I've overindulged.
And then for crying
I know,
out.
But then I've got a birthday in January, hint, hint, 4th of January. So I just...
Your birthday was the 4th of January.
Was, yeah,
happy
yeah,
belated
thank you.
Birthday.
I'm on my 21st. Shut up, Divna. You laughing. So obviously I'm going to spend my, I'm now like whatever, I'm 5 days into my 39th year. So I'm going to spend the next year planning my 40th. So
brilliant.
When I turned 39 on the 4th of January, I sent everyone a message saying, here is the date for my 40th birthday.
Did you get a message?
I didn't
either.
No.
Oh, well, I have yours written. I have physical invites. Oh, this is
really awkward.
It just got very awkward there.
Did you have plans for next year?
And that concludes the buzz with Grace.
Yeah, it's been
Grace,
a pleasure having
thanks
you.
Thanks to you, well, Ollie spent his Christmas learning new things.
I'm so sorry.
Just when he thought the man couldn't
you
learn
see
anymore.
That? Guinness World Records 2026.
Go on, hit us. What's one of the
it
best facts?
It is. Now, just let me properly introduce
let him
this
have
now.
Spiel,
if you don't mind, right? Just to say, this is the gift that keeps on giving because you can dip into it anywhere, anytime. Even Jaden at home, who's 6. Delighted in looking through this and look at that, look at this, and the extraordinary pictures that are in it.
I know.
And it brought me back to when I was his age and just exactly that, the extraordinary sights, pictures and everything else that are in it that are just extraordinary and you get no place else.
Do you know what this reminds me of?
Well,
go on.
This reminds me of Mr. Bean in the Christmas episode where he gets his battleship thing off the girlfriend and he goes, oh, look at all these guns.
Do you know what though? I love, I think I might have said this before, I love giving gifts to people, and I'm the type of person, if I see something and it screams you, I don't care what time of the year it is, if it's your birthday, if it's just a random Tuesday, I'm going to get it for you because I want you to have it.
I say a huge thank you on behalf
you're
of
very well.
Go on then.
On that.
What did you learn?
Go on.
I tell you, first amazing fact, right, is the fact that the Guinness Book of Records continues to be the most stolen book from libraries right around the world.
Next to the Bible?
How's about that? Next to the Bible, yeah. Well, the Bible is the most printed, but the most stolen is the Guinness Book of Records.
There you go.
How's about that?
And was that fact actually in the book?
It was in the book.
Did you buy it or steal it?
I beg your pardon.
And that also concludes the buzz with Grace.
I beg your pardon.
Go on, Oliver.
Now, I'm fascinated with the natural world, right?
Yep.
And one of the things I came across was the reticulated python, which is the world's longest snake species.
How long are we talking?
What would you say?
The world's longest snake species, 8 foot.
8 foot. What would you think?
I don't know. They're all snakes to me, hon.
8 feet. Come on, give me a bed.
13 feet.
13
Ooh, big.
Feet. 32 feet.
Oh,
9.5 inches.
Imagine him in your socks.
I'm thinking of that Britney Spears song.
I'm a slave for you, wasn't
it? Poor girl.
Captured in Indonesia in 1912. And the heaviest snake species is the green anaconda.
And he is.
Of course, Nicki Minaj was talking about.
Anaconda don't want none.
Yeah, I kind of had to stop that there. Because
so can I just say, I think, right, whatever about the buzz with Grace on a Friday, I think there should be the facts with Ollie of a Wednesday. I think there should be a total segment too.
Can I say that green anaconda is 35.7 stone?
I don't feel so bad about Christmas.
So again, this is why I'm not into resolutions. That's great. It's hard enough, lads.
The first thing when I was a kid that I would turn this pages to was to see who was the biggest giant. in the world. And it continues to be Robert Pershing Wadlow, who was born in a little place called Alton, Illinois. Died in 1940 at the age of, I think it was 22.
He's a big lad, was he?
Yeah, but
with a name like that, what else are you going to show up to be like?
A snare hair off 9 feet tall. He was 8 feet 11 one inch.
Okay, even me and you on each other's shoulders.
No, we wouldn't.
Even myself and
we'd
Jim
still be looking up at him.
Yeah. So keep in mind, he just very sadly died at 22. Yeah. I was looking at interviews and stuff and bits and pieces that he had done. Hugely popular man, really gentle, giant, big-hearted individual. He was grown at a rate of 3 inches a year.
That's the rate I'm shrinking.
He was born 8.5 pounds, but by the time he was 6 months, he was almost 3 feet tall.
Jesus,
was he
mother.
A turkey or a baby?
Well, there
oh
you go.
God.
Yeah.
Imagine raising a child who's 3 foot tall and it's like a baby, like a little person.
His shoes.
Imagine trying to discipline.
He had size 39 shoes. The latter end of his life. And to put that in context, born during the Depression, the cost of those shoes in today's money would be about €1,500.
You just have to
specially
tie bits of carpet onto his feet.
Imagine tennis rackets.
That's it.
Imagine the hand-me-downs.
Happy Christmas. I got you some new shoes.
One of his jumpers, hand-me-down, could be made into a fat for a family.
Fit the whole village, like, yeah.
And at 22, he was still growing, but it was a bad-fitted brace on his leg that gave him an infection.
No
that's
way.
What he died
but
from.
But you see, that's going to be, like, when you're going to have issues with bones and bone density and things like that.
You're enormous.
Okay, can I just say, has this turned into the bring down with Grace instead of the
bring down with Grace? No. The longest career as a female radio DJ/presenter. Well, you've a bit of going to get there. Was just over 73 years.
It's been 73 years.
Mary McCoy by the name.
Mary McCoy,
way,
that's a great radio name.
So that's kind of
with
probably
like that, what else
Irish slash Scottish, kind of certainly Gaelic anyway, origins and roots there. And Herbert the Cool Gent Kent.
That's a great name.
Isn't it just Herbert the Cool Gent Kent?
Surely he was on radio.
He was in the male category and he was 65 years.
Okay, so you
tuning in to Herbert the Cool Kent Gent.
Dimplin, what's your
Gent
how
Kent.
Long are you?
3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just a bit to go.
What are you?
I was 30 years in November gone.
Does the Buzz with Grace count as a real
grand? Yes, it does.
So my year anniversary will be March 2026. So here we go. Speaking of years and things, now I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to name dates or ages. But there is a very talented drummer in Waterford today that is celebrating a birthday. So I won't name names because I would like to be able to get back into my house when I
leave
here. Yeah, but I just want to wish that. Just want to wish
today,
that drummer a very happy birthday today, the 9th of January.
Wow. To that drummer who shall not be named, have a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday is right.
I would wish you a happy birthday, but I'd probably end up, I'm singing for you, but I'd probably end up clapping on the one instead of the two. And for all you drummers out there, apparently that is just like,
it's, a no.
It's
no,
like the equivalent of nails on a chalkboard.
Wow. Well, happy birthday. Can we have a first name?
No, she won't.
Fred. Let's just say Fred.
Let's go with Fred.
Happy birthday, Fred.
Well, happy birthday to Fred. And the last fact I'm going to give you is the Guinness World Record for the largest bar of gold. Well, you can find it in the Emirates Minting Factory.
Oh, yes.
It was unveiled in Dubai. Where else?
Dubai chocolate bars.
There you have it. And it's 47 stone. It's
same
one
as myself.
Big
just bigger
ingot.
Than the Anaconda.
One big ingot. Yeah, I know. One big ingot. And it's worth 25 million on its own.
What would you do with that, though? You spent your 25 million. What are you going to go down to the buy and sell shops?
Well, you want
a
fair old wheelbarrow to
here, lads.
Go around with that. But
like, how does that work?
You melt it down or... I never understand. Do you know when you hear like people who have robbed X amount of gold bars? I mean, are you going to melt this over the stove or are you going to go in
and come here, you know, and me going into Aldi, come here, can I get my week's worth of shopping?
Yeah, I have this gold bar.
Yeah, I will trade you.
Well, on that note, Grace, you remain our gold bar with Grace with the Buzz.
Season 2 is back.
Season 2 is back. Make
Happy
no mistake.
New Year.
Forget
Happy
Stranger
New Year,
Things. Forget Stranger Things. They're strange enough here. Grace, thank you so very much.
My pleasure.